Last week, a recording surfaced of U.S. President Donald Trump speaking at a fundraiser. The recording was taken in secret.
Trudeau came to see me. He's a good guy, Justin.
And in that recording, the president explained how he told Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that the United States has a trade deficit with Canada, even though the president also admitted that he had no idea if that was true.
I didn't even know. Josh, I had no idea. I just said you're wrong.
No idea about this trade deficit with Canada. According to President Trump himself, Prime Minister Trudeau disagreed with the president, said that actually the U.S. does not have a trade deficit with Canada. The U.S. has a trade surplus with Canada.
And a lot of economists and pundits and cable news hosts also rushed to point out that the president was wrong and that Prime Minister Trudeau was right. The U.S. government data contradicts the president's claim.
This is what the president says. We do have a trade deficit with Canada. Even though we don't, we do not. To be clear, there is no trade deficit with Canada. There is a trade surplus. Who says that?
Now, whether or not we have a trade deficit with Canada is an easily verifiable fact, according to the Office of the United States Trade Representative, which is part of the executive office
of the president. But actually, the trade balance with Canada is neither easily verifiable nor is it necessarily a fact.
And President Trump, it turns out, was right. But so was Prime Minister Trudeau. And the both of them were also wrong. They're both right and they're both wrong.
Today, we are going to explain how that can be.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from The Venetian. In the heart of the Las Vegas Strip, features all suite accommodations, celebrity chefs, and entertainment. The Venetian also offers worldwide gaming. Learn more at Venetian.com.
So, here is what's going on. When President Trump says the United States has a deficit with Canada, what he means is that Americans buy more goods and services from Canadians than Canadians buy from us.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis from the Commerce Department tracks this U.S. trade balance with other countries, and its data shows that the president is wrong. The U.S. had a surplus, not a deficit with Canada, last year.
That surplus was about $2.8 billion, and that is the first Planet Money indicator. We Americans sold $2.8 billion more stuff to Canadians last year than they sold to us. So U.S. government data shows the U.S. president was wrong.
But of course, Canada keeps its own data. And according to the Canadian Statistics Office, or just StatCan for short, the U.S. actually did have a deficit with Canada last year. It was about a $20.5 billion deficit, and that is today's second Planet Money indicator.
In other words, U.S. data shows that President Trump was wrong. But Canadian data shows that he was right. So why is there a difference between the U.S. and Canadian data, given that they're measuring the same thing? We called an old pal of the show to ask.
Jim Tabrake, Director General of Macroeconomic Accounts Branch at Statistics Canada.
You might remember Jim Tabrake as the guy we spoke to about how Canada plans to incorporate the marijuana economy into its data now that marijuana will soon be legal in Canada. But his team is also in charge of overseeing Canada's international trade statistics.
And presciently, a month before President Trump's comments at that fundraiser, Jim's team published a paper explaining why there are legitimate differences between how Canada reports the trade numbers and how the U.S. reports the trade numbers.
Jim says that, first of all, the methods used to collect and organize the data are pretty similar between the U.S. and Canada.
We use the same manuals. We use a lot of the same methods in putting these numbers together.
So far, so good, using the same basic concepts to put the numbers together.
Exactly. Where sometimes you get some of these differences to arise is when you interpret the data that you receive.
And specifically, Jim explains that the reason that the Canadian trade data is different from the U.S. data is because of something called re-exports. And the paper that Jim's team produced gives an example of that.
Think of a shipment of laptops that were first made in a factory in China. Those laptops are then sent from China to a warehouse in Canada, and then some parts are added to those laptops, and maybe they're put into specially designed packages. A month later, the laptops are sent to stores in the United States, where they are bought by American consumers.
In this example, Canadian statisticians count that final shipment to the United States as a Canadian export. But American statisticians count the same shipment as an import from China, where the shipment originated, not from Canada. Now apply the Canadian approach to all other products, And the result is that Canadian data is showing that Canada sells more goods to the United States than the American data shows.
And the difference is enough to flip the overall trade balance from a U.S. surplus with Canada to a U.S. deficit, like President Trump says, because Canadian data shows that more Canadian goods are crossing the border into the United States, including the goods that first originated in other countries like China. So, which interpretation of these re-exported products is right? Jim says, actually, both of them are completely legitimate.
I think the U.S. interpretations are correct. I think the Canadian interpretations are correct. It does lead to these asymmetry issues that we're experiencing right now.
So again, it's a matter of interpretation. But Jim says there are a couple of bigger lessons here. First, regardless of whether the U.S. trade balance with Canada is a surplus of $3 billion or a deficit of $20 billion, those numbers are pretty tiny when you consider the amazing amount of commerce that takes place between the two countries.
The real number is we had over $1 trillion worth of goods and services and investment flows kind of crossing across the country. And it's maybe that $1 trillion number.
You mean across the border?
Exactly.
By the way, that's $1 trillion Canadian dollars. It's closer to $800 billion American dollars. That number accounts for the goods and services that cross the border in both directions. And it also includes the income that Canadians earn on their American investments. So things like interest payments on American bonds, and of course, also the income that Americans earn on their Canadian investments.
So even though, you know, the focus is on the trade balance, we're really talking about $1 billion, $2 billion balance on $1 trillion worth of kind of gross flows between the countries.
And second, Jim says, keeping track of exports and imports from individual countries doesn't make as much sense as it used to.
Right. So consider an example where Canada exports a car to the United States, and the sticker price on that car is $20,000. But let's say that $5,000 of the parts used to make the car came from Mexico, and another $5,000 in parts came from the United States itself.
So when we start talking about trade, we no longer talk about Canada exported $20,000 worth of cars to the United States. We start to talk and say, well, Canada really exported $10,000 in value added.
Jim says more of the world is moving towards this concept of value added trade. Just taking the imports from one country and offsetting it with exports to that same country is problematic given that the stuff being traded might have passed through a bunch of other countries along the way or might be using parts from other countries.
So yeah, whether President Trump's comments were right or wrong is a matter of interpretation. But the bigger picture is that the trade balance between the U.S. and Canada, or really between any two individual countries, doesn't actually tell us that much about how either country trades with the rest of the world. If you want to learn more about the data we use for this episode, we are posting links at npr.org/money. And yes, that includes a link to the report from Jim's team over at StatCan. This podcast is produced by Darius Rafieyan and edited by Patty Hirsch.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from The Venetian. In the heart of the Las Vegas Strip, features all suite accommodations, celebrity chefs, and entertainment. The Venetian also offers worldwide gaming. Learn more at Venetian.com.
Hey there, I'm Joshua Johnson, the host of 1A. There are lots of places to debate today's issues if you don't mind getting attacked for speaking your mind or asking a simple question. But 1A is different. You'll find the 1A podcast on the NPR One app or wherever you listen to podcasts.